Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
We've talked about emotionally scarred here. I saw a study. It said researchers surveyed 5,500 adults in the U.S. and they gave them specific kind of characteristics or kind of like categories on what would be a main deal breaker for them if it came down to a real relationship.
Okay.
And the choices were the person who they was going to start up the relationship being too lazy,
yes.
Being too needy, having no sense of humor that matches theirs. Living more than 3 hours away, so it's a long-distance kind of relationship. Or their appearance or something about their appearance making them seem undesirable or unclean.
Is it weird that I've, like, checked off all these ones that he just did? Like that,
but those are the categories. And so out of the 5,500 people, most of them said when considering a committed relationship with somebody, the biggest deal breaker was the look of or appearance to them being unclean or disheveled.
I totally, totally agree with this. I had a girl that I talked to for it. I honestly thought she was a really dope chick, but there was a deal breaker involved.
What was it?
She had questionable hygiene. She really did.
Really?
How yeah. so? How so?
Well, I just noticed that she, how can I put this? She would skip showers. Where it would be like,
skipping a shower isn't that big of a deal.
Nah, it wasn't a shower. Me and this girl, we were talking for, I would say, 3 weeks or a month. And then one day it hit me that I had never seen her bathe. And we had like spent the night together. And it really, the time that it really hit me like a ton of bricks was we stayed a weekend in Orlando. And I remember on the way home, we went to a Magic game. We did all this stuff. And I remember, I was like, damn, I took 4 showers this weekend. And she didn't take one.
Oh,
and the
y'all hooked up?
Yeah, we did. I go because I didn't realize till after. And on top of that, the hotel we were in had the dopest bathroom marble everywhere. Something that 95% of the ladies would have spent a great deal of time in there bathing, relaxing. It was just like.
Did you ever hook up with her again after realizing that?
That was the beginning of the end of our relationship. I never stayed the night over.
But did you sleep with her again?
Probably.
you don't care.
She was fine.
No deal breaker. Ain't no deal breaker.
She
I tell
was
you.
So bad though. That's what made it prolonged a little bit.
Like I can tell you must be.
Yeah. Right. And then she started talking or dating somebody that I knew, and he asked for my permission, and I was like, yeah, go for it, go ahead, but. She don't really take showers like that. And he was okay with it. They're married now.
She was really fine. She was fine as hell.
Yeah, she was.
Wow.
So, yeah, my vote is for the being dirty.
Oh, well, okay. Well, it was a deal breaker, but you worked your way around it.
Yeah.
Well,
once I realized, because it took me like a minute to like connect all the dots, then I couldn't. It was like something you can't unsee.
Yeah, all right.
Or smell. You can't unsmell
Meredith,
all that.
Quick, what's the deal breaker for you out of that list?
Laziness. That's pretty much the biggest turnoff for me. And I had to break up with somebody because he didn't know what to do with his life again for like the millionth time. You know, I'm giving you pep talks and then you talking to my family about what you should do with your life. I'm taking you to the library. It's just, nah.
Oh, this was back in the day.
It was like.
Don't nobody go to the library.
Well, it was
watch
it was
a librarian get mad at me because that's when I made that joke. I'm sorry, that was a joke.
I have a library card, so whatever.
All right, you still have a library?
I do, yeah.
You have a library card?
Jeez. Hey, don't judge me.
I'm
like
not judging
read.
You. I just didn't know they still
last
made
time
those.
I went to the library, it was to check out something so I could learn how to speak French. So,
do you know how to speak French?
Mais oui, bonjour.
Okay.
That's enough.
I don't even know if that's right. I don't even know if that's right. So I'm like, I don't even know why I asked. I will say, Davi is aware of this deal breaker of mine that I have kind of gotten past, I will say. And it's kind of indicative of what they said about appearance. I always thought tattoos on women was a bad thing.
Mm. Oh, that's right.
And, you know, I was really against it when I first, like, you know,
for a long time.
Gotten dating age. I was like, oh, you got a tattoo, you're a whore. You know, like, I, you know, it was just in my mind that way. Like, if you wore fishnet stockings for a while, I thought you was kind of nasty. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just like different perception of people. And then I got past it because a few baddies that we know, like, took off like clothes and revealed some big old huge tattoo. I'm like, wow!
Right.
Like, but I love you. Like, you know, so that helped me get past it. But I haven't been able to get past the chest tattoo.
Oh, like the tiger paw print?
The one, like Eve used to have them.
Yeah.
Because I thought Eve was sexy
she
as hell.
She started a trend.
And she
that.
Got that dog, the dog paws. The paws. Right here, and I was like, yeah, come on. I was so mad when she revealed that. And then she had to like paint them on certain like acting gigs. And I was like, oh, you can cover that stuff up. Okay, cool. But I see them. I notice them so much now. Like a lot of ladies got the ink.
Yeah.
Where they wear a nice dress or something, and it's right. Like a brow right here. I'm like, what?
So you haven't gotten over that?
I haven't gotten over that part yet.
No.
He doesn't like it on the chest, though. You're okay with tattoos?
I don't like it where you can't not see it.
Okay.
Right.
Sometimes you're supposed to be able to dress up where you just look clean without the ink, like, you know, like the M-O-B tattoo right behind the spaghetti strap. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just it's something. I mean, we all petty.
That's okay.
We all petty. Come on now.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.